when I decided to get in that plane, when I say I felt sick, like threw up, of course people hang it up. I can't do this. And I said, I had a moment where I was like, this is amazing. And all I needed was that little small moment to make everything else that was behind me and going forward worth it.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and experience the world outside your comfort zone and to do big, courageous things with your one life. Let this show be a source of advice and inspiration, and remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. All right. Welcome back, my friends. Today we are joined by the incredible Kelly Edwards, who is, well, she's many things, including a friend of mine that I met on a trip in Quebec, Canada, a couple years ago. And Kelly, I rarely ever do this, as my listeners can probably attest, but I'm going to make an exception with you. I'm actually going to read your bio out loud because it is big and impressive, and I think it needs to be done so that our people here know who we're talking to today. So might I invite you, Ms. Pilot, to sit back and enjoy this one while I fly for a sec?
Will do. I love this.
Yes. All right. Named most interesting woman in the world by the Chicago Tribune, Newsweek, and Outside Magazine, Kelly Edwards is an award-winning adventure travel expert and travel and television host by land, air, and sea. She is a multi-rated licensed pilot, advanced open water scuba diver, explorer, and journalist. Noted by Newsweek as an outstanding female explorer of the past century who flies in the face of convention, Kelly has blazed several trails. A pioneer in her approach to travel and adventure, her platform Kelly Set Go has garnered recognition by some of the most respected entities in both exploration and travel, including the Travel Channel as the network's first Black woman to have her own adventure television program, Mysterious Islands. Kelly can be heard as the host of the award-nominated travel and leisure podcast, Let's Go Together, can be seen as the travel expert celebrity guest judge on the hit Netflix show, Is It Cake?, and the mega brands that built America on History Channel. She can also be seen sharing travel tips on Good Morning America and as the face of campaigns for Fortune 500 brands in the travel, automotive, and financial space. So on that small note, Kelly, welcome to the show and thank you so much for being here.
Wow. Okay, Jackie. So I have to say, like, it's one thing to like live it. When you're in it, you're just in it. When you hear it, oh my gosh, when I tell you my brown cheeks, they're so red right now because I'm proud, but I'm like also like, I'm the type of person, like it's hard for me to watch myself on TV. It's hard to hear my voice. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. But then the little girl in me is like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you, Kelly. Like, that's pretty awesome to hear that back. Mm-hmm. So thank you for reminding me of the things.
Oh my goodness. And I had warned you that I might embarrass you a little bit, yes. But you rolled with that one really well. And I will say, I think it's really cool. I think a lot of people right now are going to hear you just get embarrassed by that and feel like, oh, okay. Because so many people come on this show and they're like, oh my God, I hate my voice. I can't handle, like, I don't want to listen to it. What do I do? I've never done this before or whatever, you know? And I'm like, dudes, I don't listen to my own show afterwards either. You know, like it is totally a thing.
And I'm so glad that I'm not alone with it. Cause at first I felt like a weirdo, like, should I be comfortable? And I'm like, no. And I think people who truly enjoy what they do, they're not thinking about necessarily the aftermath and the accolades after it because they genuinely enjoy those things. And mm-hmm. so when someone pulls you back into the frame per se, it's like, oh shoot. Okay. I have to acknowledge this. And talk about it a little bit, I guess, but it was really cool in that moment during the time. I wish you were there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. We're so grateful to Osprey Pax for partnering with us and supporting the podcast. So please stay tuned for more about them later on. I have an opportunity for you to join me in real life for some real travel. Here's the latest Jump Adventures update. We are going to Greece for a bike and boat island hopping adventure this May 9th to 16th, 2025, and we still have space left. Check out jumpadventures.com to learn more and book now. We're going to have a yacht
all to ourselves with ensuite cabins on board, so you get to sleep in the same bed every night as we start in Athens and make our way west toward the island of Corfu. You'll have your own bike for the week, e-bike if you want one, for cycling the islands as we go, in between meals crafted by our private chef on board, and all the relaxing you want to do on the top deck under the Mediterranean sun. These bike and boat adventures are our most carefree and relaxed trips. All you have to do is say yes and show up, and there's still space. Head over to jumpadventures.com to grab your spot now, and we'll see you there.
You really do have an incredibly impressive bio, and it's got it, all of the, I mean, those things are part of the story that's gotten you to where you are now, and that is such a proud thing to stand on. So congratulations for everything that you've achieved.
Thank you.
And what has brought you here? And I'm so happy that we crossed paths in Quebec a couple of years ago, because I mean, even just since then, there have been a couple things that we talked about on that trip that have come to life for both of us that
yes.
I've been able to watch on your Instagram and vice versa, and you know, just like making things come to life, making big dreams become real. And I feel like that is actually why I wanted to invite you here today, is because you had some really, like, learning about your story when we were in Quebec, it started with some really lofty things that you were like, oh, that can't ever be me. But wait a second, there's a way to do that. Well, I'm gonna go do that then, you know? And so I want to ask you about things like that. But I feel like the first question, the pressure's on me now. The pressure's on me as the host of this, because I just introduced you as the most interesting woman in the world.
Oh my gosh, my hands over my face.
So my first question, do you also drink Dos Equis beer?
That's so funny. So no, I maybe have at one point or another, but I will say when that comes up, it's so funny because I remember when it first happened, I tweeted at Dos Equis, you know, back when we were tweeting. And, you know, they liked it. They like, you know, hearted it. And I was like, they acknowledged this headline. Like, this is so cool. And I was just like, I hope someone does some deep diving, because like, really it's time for a woman to like take over that and like show you how we get it done. You know what I mean? I'm like, I like the old dude, but let's put some fresh blood in there. they still haven't called yet, but it's cool. I'm still waiting.
What is your drink of choice? You're going to make your own way. We were just talking about this. You're forging your own path here.
I am actually, well, Jackie, you've seen me in person and you know, kind of know how I get down. I'm a little bourgeois. And so I love a little champagne.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. No, I do love like champagne. I love Prosecco. And I love adult chocolate milk, which is like Bailey's on the rocks.
Okay, so now we know which brands we're going to be targeting for the most interesting woman in the world.
So funny.
Dang, I should have paired this episode with a champagne. Okay, you have permission to pause right now and go grab that bottle of champagne that you always keep in your fridge, and pour yourself a glass while you listen to Kelly and I for the rest of this, because
I love
a good pairing. Cheers.
Indeed.
Okay, so now that this big fancy professional, I guess, market forward bio has been read and you've been introduced that way, what about you? What if you take a couple minutes to just introduce yourself in whatever way that you see fit? Who is Kelly?
Sure. Let's see. Kelly is a little girl who is from the south side of Chicago by way of San Bernardino, California, who sees the world in just like this big, achievable, accessible place in her mind and in her world. Things that seem lofty and big to others just seem like one step at a time to achieve with me. I love spending time outdoors. It's something that I find very healing. So most of the time, you know, if someone's looking for me, I probably don't have phone service because I may be on some hiking trail somewhere, or I may be in my cabin in the middle of a rural place where my phone only works when it's connected to Wi-Fi. I'm very easygoing. but I'm very serious about my business. Like, don't cross me when it comes to business. I'm a checkers over chess type of girl. I think, I don't know. I just feel like I've achieved, you know, quite a few, you know, being recognized for a lot of things, but, you know, I always make it very clear that I was doing these things in my life and had these interests, you know, before the cameras and the headlines came. And I will still be doing those things after they stopped. And that's because this is like my real life. You know, I'm a pilot. I love flying. You know, I love the ocean. I decided to find a lake house because I love what water does to my spirit. And so at the end of the day, Kelly is just a person who continuously heals herself with nature. I grew up as an only child, so I'm very comfortable with my own company. But when people want to hang out with me, they always know it's going to be an adventure, because you didn't come to hang out with Kelly just to sit around and do nothing, did you? No, of course not. We're going to get outside. We're going to take in the sun rays or whatever elements they may be. I had a neighbor the other day stop by. We had a little snowstorm and I'm out doing stuff in the yard and they're like, Kelly, stop, go inside. I'm like, why? It's a beautiful day. I'm covered. I'm warm. I want to be out here with the things. And so, yeah, that's Kelly. Kelly is a person who is just taking it one day at a time and enjoying this limited life that we have, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see you on that. I love that. I love that so much. And I feel like I can relate as somebody else who's kind of stepped outside the box and just gone for the big things and made big things seem almost easy in a way, because it's just inherently you, you know. Yep. It's just, it's you following you, on your own path and,
exactly,
and being drawn to the things that speak to you individually and excelling at that, because there's a reason those things pull to you. There's exactly. There's a gift inside of you that comes alive when you go towards the things that look like you.
Mm-hmm. I could not agree more. Those are the things that actually keep me going and keep me alive. And it is very much, you know, inherited choices that I make every day about mm-hmm. what I'm going to do with yeah. the time while I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. So I think your story, well, part of the story that you told me in Quebec that stood really out to me was how you became a pilot. And I think this mm-hmm. is so interesting, because I also feel like maybe that was one of the earlier things that kind of set a stone on a path in a new direction for you. I mean, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong. This is your path.
No, definitely. Definitely.
But yeah. So what was it that was the first thing that kind of, I guess, caught your eye or turned your attention towards flying? What was it? Because
sure.
growing up on the south side of Chicago, did you travel much as a kid? Like,
no,
nope.
Yeah. No, I didn't travel much as a kid. I actually started getting more experience in travel, and travel meaning like road trips. You know, I grew up in mm-hmm. a very, you know, like a middle-class family. My dad is a truck driver for a milk company, and my mom's a housewife. We didn't have a lot of money. You know, the things that we would do to get outside would be to get in a car and take road trips. You know, my dad being a driver, that was what I was exposed to. And so I had a lot of experience growing up, you know, with camping and road trips, but nothing as far as getting on a plane. So the fact that I'm a pilot has baffled many people, definitely in my family, like, wait a minute, when, how, and why? and that came for me later on. Actually, I had this goal for a long time of, you know, as a lot of travel journalists do, wanting to be on like the top platform that there is at that time, which was being on the Travel Channel. I mean, I haven't really met many travel personalities who didn't want to be a TV host, a travel TV host. And I was one of them. So, you know, I grew up watching all the greats, Samantha Brown, Andrew Zimmern, of course, Anthony Bourdain, looking at others in the realm of like Bear Grylls and Rick Steves and all these people. And I had this epiphany one day. I'm like, all of these travel personalities are going to all these far-flung places and everyone's getting there on the plane, but no one's flying themselves anywhere. I said, Kelly, If you become a pilot, if you learn how to fly a plane, then you can separate yourself from all of these people who you admire and look up to. And maybe on a one in a millionth, gazillionth, trillionth chance, you can have the opportunity to stand out and get the attention of the network of the Travel Channel. And so one day I was sitting at a airport in California waiting for my flight to go somewhere. And I see this really tiny airplane. And it wasn't like Delta United or anything like that. It was like a really small plane. And so I'm Googling at the gate because it's really odd to see this plane landing, taking off, and like in 3 minutes, you see him come back and land. So I'm Googling small plane, one person, and then general aviation comes up. And I'm like, what is general aviation? And that is the normal population who wants to become a pilot, who decides not to necessarily go the commercial route of being in the big planes. I said, so you mean to tell me I could take lessons and learn how to fly a plane? I said, that sounds like a good plan with this whole thing that I'm trying to, you know, put together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I found either a Groupon or a Living Social deal for called a discovery flight. And it was like $99. And I signed up for a lesson. And I took my first lesson. And I always tell people, when I took that first lesson, I actually got sick in the airplane because there's like no pressurization. You know, it's not the comforts of sitting in, you know, 2B and 2A or whatever. Right. You feel everything. And it was a bumpy ride and I was quite uncomfortable. But I was flying over the city that I lived in. And I flew over my ex-boyfriend's house and I took a picture of it. And I thought it was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like I can see all of these things from a, you know, lower elevation. Like this is a game changer. I should learn how to become a pilot. So that's what I did. I saved up and learned to get my license. And once I got that license, I had already become a scuba diver a year before. I already grew up with the outdoor skills. And I said, I'm going to put all these things together and become Kelly Set Go, travel and adventure by land, which is the outdoors woman, air, which is the pilot, and sea, which is the diver. So I took all those elements and made a brand out of it. And whoa, I want people to know that that took a long time to do all those things. This is far from an overnight situation. You know, to become a pilot, it takes hours. In those hours, I know people who started before me who still don't have their license because it's just not an easy thing to do, you know? And so I took all those years to finally get the attention of the network and my plan worked, which is crazy. Yeah. It worked. It worked. So I tell people all the time, they're like, well, you know, I want to do what you did. I said, listen, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was making it up as I was going. Mm-hmm. And I encourage people to do that all the time. Like there is no set path or plan. And really those who truly win are those who went and did something to the left instead of going right. Yep. You know, which is what I did. And to this day, there's still really, you know, no one who's encompassed what I've done of being all of these things in one, which is why it's been working out for me ever since then, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Incredible. And congrats. Thank you. 'Cause it takes years to become a pilot. You said hours because that's what you're literally logging.
Yes, but exactly.
It takes a long time. It takes a lot of money, a lot of dedication. You got to get over that sickness plane.
Sickness. You got to get over being scared. You know, I cried many a times in the plane with my instructor. Oh yeah. Because it's not an easy thing to do. You know, you have to learn how to do different maneuvers. You know, once again, I'm afraid of heights. Sometimes it would enter my brain like, oh my gosh, I'm in a metal tube in the air and I'm reason why it's up here. Whoa, what is happening? You know? Well, so it's a lot of mental as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, as the person who's sitting, you know, in 2B or whatever, like that, not B, that's definitely not a window seat.
Yeah, windows.
But yeah, I mean, it scares me. I'm not a People might be surprised to hear this. I don't know, but I don't like flying. I'm a very nervous flyer. I mean, I do it all the time, so it's kind of like I'm accustomed to it, right? But the second the turbulence hits, I'm like white knuckling, and I'm looking around at everybody else. And I mean, I gain strength from the calm on other people's faces. Yes. Like if they're not scared, cool. I'm gonna fake it just like they are, you know. Like, and then I'll be fine. But how do you get over that as a pilot? I mean. When in the back of the metal tube, I'm not the one in control, which is also terrifying because everything, you know, it's autopilot and it's two people that are up in the front that, well, you know, usually that you're hoping are awake and alert and all the things that you're not, because it's scary. But do you have, how do you get over that? What do you have any advice for me or for you? What did you say to yourself?
Well, for me, I educated myself and I had to becoming a pilot on aerodynamics and how things work and like how planes don't just fall out the sky. Yeah, so like always knowing that like as long as there's lift and drag and things like that, like the plane will fly. When you have there's things that cause accidents, and most of the times that is a people error.
Yeah.
And so it's not the machine against you. It's usually the person, you know? And so for me, I'm a very super safe pilot, super paranoid pilot. When people go flying with me, I need to know how much you weigh for real, like not your Hollywood weight. I need every pound, because when I'm doing weight and balance on the plane, I need to know what I'm carrying in the plane. You know, when you think about some of the accidents of smaller airplanes, usually weight and balance has something to do with it. The plane was too heavy with too much luggage, or, you know, not everyone's weight being calculated, you know, the right way. So for me, I'm very meticulous about, you know, my responsibility as a pilot. As far as getting over the height, I'm focused so much when I'm in the plane, I can't even like put two and two together at times, like, oh shoot. Like you're thousands of feet in the air. It's more like, all right, Kelly, you're talking to air traffic control. You're making sure that your passenger is comfortable. You've got your eyes everywhere. You've got your ears listening for anything that sounds not the way it's supposed to. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're going somewhere. So we're excited to get to where we're going. But I'm also afraid of the ocean, and I dive. Oh, so for me, everything is like mind over matter. I have this thing where I'm my biggest competition. Me against myself. And so anytime I am afraid of something, I see that as a challenge. And it's just like, I don't know what it's like to lose, because I'm always going against the grain to make sure I can prove to myself that I'm capable. So I just lock in, you know, and I know a lot of people probably don't, you know, have that attribute, but I definitely feel like it's something that is worth working on consistently. No one is going to do it better than you, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
And so if I have to get in this plane and get over my fear of heights, okay. If I have to dive in this ocean and internally my heart is beating so fast, but look at that whale shark that just passed. Holy smokes. It's always worth it. The adventure is always worth it for me. That's how I maintain. Yeah.
What is being brave to you?
Being brave is knowing that everything you want is on the other side of fear, which is my favorite quote. And for me, it's just pursuing and pushing through and preserving no matter what. And it doesn't mean that it always will work out in your favor. And that's okay. Did you pursue it and did you try? Mm-hmm. That's what being brave is for me. As long as I tried, knees shaking, heart pounding, at the end of the day, I did it. And that's the difference between a lot of people, those who do and those who wish.
Yeah, exactly. The dreamers and the doers. Totally.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the harnessing your courage and feeling the fear and doing it anyway, and knowing that on the other side of fear is reward. And when that reward doesn't always look maybe like the success that you maybe thought it would, you're still being rewarded with something. You're still learning. You're still growing those courage muscles. You're still pushing yourself in a way that only you can to exactly. see what is on the other side.
Yep.
We'll come right back to that. Let's take a moment now to thank our wonderful show sponsors. Born of Bozeman, Montana, and inspired by the greater Yellowstone ecosystem that surrounds it, Oboz Footwear creates purpose-built hiking footwear designed to strengthen the human-nature connection. In an ever-changing world, hiking clears the mind, taking us to new places, challenging our limits, and connecting us with others. Join Oboz and me in rediscovering every day why we love hiking, how it shows us the way forward and elevates how we live. Find out more at obozfootwear.com/lovehiking, and we'll see you on the trail. Osprey is the market leader in technical outdoor, travel, and everyday packs. And I've personally used Osprey packs since 2015. My favorites are the Fairview Trek 50 for multi-day hikes, the Cirrus 24 for day hikes, the Transporter Rolling Duffel 60, which is my trusty check luggage for faraway adventures, and of course, the countless packing cubes I use to organize everything that goes in them. We are proud to support each other on the podcast and beyond. We love getting outside and we want to see more people outdoors. So find out more and join us at osprey.com.
I love that. And only the way that you can. And that is exactly it. I mean, I have not done anything alone. I've had, you know, support from, you know, primarily mm-hmm. like my parents and things like that. But I do feel like at the end of the day, if you can't convince yourself, how do you expect other people to?
Yeah, right.
You know? There's exactly. nothing anyone else can say to me to convince me to do something if I'm not for it myself.
Right. And I also think we're not necessarily, like, we have to make the choices ourselves to do it, even if we feel sometimes that we're not ready. Because it can be scary, but that's where you harness those muscles and you be brave and you just go try. You just go try it mm-hmm. and see what happens and see where it takes you. Because I also believe that when you make the choice to step outside of that comfort zone and to take that next step on the path that you can barely see, you know, and it's scary, you can never go back. Like the muscles, the experience that you gain in an experience like that, through a situation like that, are irreversible. Like, you will always have that lesson with you. No one can ever take that away from you. Doesn't matter what it cost. I mean, whether it was mental or whatever to get yourself there, but you mm-hmm. will, you know, you can't go back. You always are going forward. If this is your trajectory of bravery and courage and trying to do these big things, like what you're talking about. It's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. I love how we think so similarly, and it's often rare to be able to be in the company of someone like that. I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. for me, it's sometimes I don't want to be the bravest in the room. Mm. Sometimes I want to know that mm-hmm. there's others who understand what it's like to take the risk, you know, and to understand that there is a reward on the other side. You know, and I know that that's one thing about you, like when you went and got the back of your truck fitted, you know, yeah. for your house. And I'm like, I've never yeah. done anything like that. You know, I'm like, I've thrown a blow up mattress in the back, maybe, you know, for like a day or two camping, but like to fully go out there and live, like, I admired you for that so much. Like, holy smokes, like that, it does take a lot. You are putting yourself in situations and in elements that I've never experienced before. And so, and as a woman, you know, we never get enough credit for all the badass stuff we do. And so when I see another woman out there living her life and pursuing, you know, her passions and her happiness that are not necessarily the easiest or safest things to do according to society, I'm mm-hmm, like, go sure. get them, go get them, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think iron sharpens iron, right? And the people that we surround ourselves with and listen to and look up to, you know, can have a real effect on our lives. And I think you're lucky that you had parents that believed in you and would support you. Did you have did you have any other role model? Who did you see go before you? You know, maybe besides Samantha Brown, but like, for real, like anybody
no
else
one.
That went before you?
No one. Mm-hmm. You know, since, you know, we're, this is not visual, this is audio. I am a Black woman, you know?
Yeah.
There mm-hmm. are no adventure. There were no adventure, travel, pilot personalities for me to turn on the TV right. and look to, male or female. You know, I had to go out and figure this out on my own. And here's the thing that I must say, though. One thing about me is I don't care what color skin I am. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care if no one's done it before me. I don't care if I haven't seen it. I know as long as I have the mental and the physical capabilities of doing it, I'm going to go do it. Mm-hmm. I don't need a role model. I've never needed a role model because I've seen a lot of people who just live life and let it come and go. And I would never be satisfied living my life personally that way. So it didn't take someone else to do it necessarily, who looked like me to get it done. Yeah. I just said I wanted to do it and I'm going to go figure it out. You know? So the cherry on top is that I'm a Black woman. But the fire is in me.
Right.
You know? And so I love showing up because now what I didn't see, so many people see it from me, you know?
Yes, so you have become the role model.
I've become that person. Yes. I know so many people who have become pilots because of me, learn to swim so that they can even think about diving. I'm like, listen, hiking doesn't have to be on the side of a mountain. You know what I mean? Travel doesn't have to be across the world. Please leave your city and go to the next one. I've definitely tried to open up the world for those who do need someone who look like them. So that's why I'm out here doing all the things, because somebody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what it takes, you know, everyone doesn't have that personality where they're just going to go and get it done. There's a lot of people who need a little push. And if I'm not the push, I'm the boulder. If I'm coming down that mountain, I'm taking you with me. It's like an avalanche. We're going to go, we're going to roll together until we reach the top or the bottom or whatever. But no matter what, I'm going to give you that push to let you know that it can be done. So
I love this. Can I keep you?
Yes. Put me in your pocket. I'm just saying.
I love it. No, I see so much of you. I get it because it's almost, I feel similar in a way. And I hope that I say this right, but it's just who you are. It's not how you present. Like that's different from what's driving you. And that's an inner compass. And if you happen to be male or female or Black or whatever color, it doesn't like that is almost it's like secondary. Like, I'm female. I could apply for these grants or something that men can't, like that comes second, whatever, you know, but first is that inner compass saying like, this is you, this looks like you, this is where you're going. It doesn't matter if anybody else is listening or thinks that you're right or wrong. If or this capable. Is calling or capable. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. If this is calling to you, this is your next step. That's it. And this is what we're going to do. And we're going to get there because this is who we are.
Absolutely.
And we're going to bring other people with us because that's also who we are.
Man, I think that's my favorite part of my journey is that now when I have the opportunity to be in rooms that a lot of people have not had the chance to, you know, the first thing I say, cause I get this a lot, like, oh, you're the only one that, you know, and it's in a lot of ways I am, I have cornered a market. I do understand that. But I also feel like it's my responsibility to let them know that there are a lot others that are out there and you're just not looking hard enough. You Googled and you found me. But if you really want to find others who are, you know, out there living life and exploring and adventuring, they're out there. You just have to do a little bit of more deep diving because I feel like adventure and travel and aviation and diving and all that is no longer like a rich or wealthy person's game. I think it's now, if you have the desire, if you really want to, you'll find a way to get it done. And I think that is what I love. No more gatekeeping, no gatekeeping, you know, figure out a way to get it done. And a lot of times for me, I've learned, especially in aviation, there's so many people who would love to take little kids up to fly, they just don't know where they're at, or they just don't come up to the airport. But people don't even know that there's that bridge. Like, if you go to a flight school at a small airport, they're everywhere. You know, you can do something called a discovery flight. You can find, you know, flight clubs that are willing to, you know, introduce you, even as an adult, to aviation. You know, as far as swimming, like, people need to still take advantage of the YMCA, the boys club, things like that, you know, to get in the water. And so I just feel like, I think these days Google is our friend, and anything we're interested in, it's like there, that and YouTube University. We can learn and do and be all the things, because there's someone out there showing us willingly and for free a lot of times.
Yeah.
So,
and it's, I mean, Google is a great step. Also, actual steps, you know, just go to the places. There are people, I mean, I guess now this is more, I guess, like external facing, because here you and I are championing on people who may be listening to this. But yeah, I think research is a good thing, but also just aligning yourself, just putting yourself in the situations that call to you.
Absolutely.
As simple as following someone. Kelly, how do we follow you on social media? How do we find you everywhere so that everybody listening now can just get a dose of inspiration in their lives?
So I am Kelly Set Go. It's KelleeSetGo. Kelly Set Go, like ready, set, go. Everywhere.
Everywhere, right.
And my name's Kelly Edwards. So, you know, I try to make it easy. I try not to switch it up. That is my moniker, because that is how I live my life. I am Kelly who gets up and she goes wherever she wants to be during that time, that place, or doing that thing. I'm going to go and do it, period.
Yeah, I love it. And I think anybody who wants to tap into that is going to now, you know, follow you, and maybe the people that you follow. And I mean, this is how we do it. This is how we grow. We expose ourselves to things that interest us, people that interest us. We expand our horizons. We expand our skills. We expand our knowledge. We listen, we do. And, we get outside of that comfort zone, just like you were talking about. What has been, I'm just curious, because you have so many things going on with your brand and your platform and your history and all of the things that you've accomplished. What has been your biggest, maybe not biggest, because that could be hard, but like, do you have a mission, like a goal, like a number one thing that is the purpose that that you're here for to do?
Yes, actually. When I first started out, it was to be like a travel personality, right? Mm-hmm. An adventurous travel personality. But I learned actually fairly early on that my true purpose is to be aspirational to people, to inspire. I have something called the commit factor, because people have said that, you know, I have the it factor, and I'm like, no, you don't understand all the blood, sweat, and tears. I commit to everything that I do. So I have the commit factor. And I think my purpose now is to show people that there is nothing that cannot be achieved without self-reflection, knowing your worth, doing it scared, and knowing that nothing is beyond your grasp. Like I said, I have failed, but I do not live with the failure. I find a way to go around and get it done another way. And so I think I'm just really here to show people to keep going in spite of, because even after all of the things that I've accomplished, I still experience things. They say new levels, new devils, you know, and
I'm not done.
I'm not done. I'm like, people have no idea, you know, the things that I go through, even after all that I've accomplished, still trying to push forward. You know, there's always going to be a naysayer. There's always going to be someone who doesn't understand. There's always going to be someone who thinks, you know, you got handed something the easy way. And every time I'm going to let them know that that is not true, not through my words, but through my actions. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a very action oriented person. And so I think my purpose here is just to continue showing others that they can do it. But number one, to continue showing myself that I am capable of all the things that I put my mind to. Just that simple.
I love it. Yeah, I feel like we're soul sisters.
I know. Listen, I see you out there. You're getting it. You get it done. You know, you live your life on your own terms. And I really love that for us. I do.
Me too.
I think I always say, like, if I die tomorrow, like, people will be able to say Kelly lived her life. She lived a great life. And that's, I don't want anybody to be sad. You know, I want to be like, I want them to understand, like, man, that girl went and she traveled the world. She learned to do this and that, you know, she went and got her little cabin. She's got her little chocolate doggy, her little chocolate lab, man. She was really enjoying life, you know, because I used to work in a bank. I was in a cubicle, you know? And I knew that wasn't going to last forever. It paid the bills and gave me insurance at the time, but I could have been someone's regional manager now. But instead,
right. You're the most interesting woman in the world.
I feel like that's
got to be kind of a heavy thing to carry.
It is so heavy. It is, because like I walked into a meeting the other day, and like it was one of the first things that came out of someone's mouth, and it like stuns me still. Yeah. It's like, oh, me? Oh, sure. Okay. Thanks, guys, for thinking.
You're not going to live that one down. I mean,
I'm not. But here's the thing. Honestly, I feel like it's not about being the most interesting woman in the world. There are so many interesting women. I think that people just, I'm not trying to denounce what others have said about me. But what I am trying to say is that what's special about me is what's special about you. It's what's special about so many others is that we are living life on our own terms. And to those who go through the day to day and are okay with living in things that are comfortable to them, we seem like outliers. And if you're an outlier, you are going to be interesting. And that's what I am. So it makes me interesting to people. And that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So as your inspirational and aspirational self, what kind of advice do you have for people who look up to that, who maybe want a little dose of that in their lives, who maybe have experienced a little bit of it, maybe have never, maybe want to level up? What would you say?
Start with the thing that scares you the most.
Ooh, easy.
Oh, I mean it. I mean it, because if you start with the thing that scares you the most, everything else will be easier because you have already tackled the mountain. I'm telling you, when I decided to get in that plane and I felt, when I say I felt sick, like threw up, of course, people hang it up. I can't do this. And I said, I had a moment where I was like, this is amazing. And all I needed was that little small moment to make everything else that was behind me and going forward worth it. So tackle the hardest thing first. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. That's another thing. People are so impatient. And my superpower is patience. I started in 2013 with like really, actually around 2010, but 2013 really hitting it hard. Like, this is what I want to do, build this brand. And I didn't get a call from the network for a greenlit show. And there was a lot that happened in between then until like 2018. Like, that's a long time to be hoping and praying that people in an office in New York will think high enough of you to give you a shot. A lot of people quit. And I don't believe in that. I feel like, and that's where it's also important to do what you, find the things that you love, because if I never got the call, I would still be the things that I am. It's just the bonus of getting compensated for these things now. But I would still do them, you know, and I still do them. I do it more for free than I ever have for getting, you know, doing and getting paid. And so, I always say, tackle the hard thing first and don't be afraid of it, because it really shows you who you are and what you're made of. You know, you'll end up patting yourself on the back after that. And, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, we're with ourselves. Even if there's another person there with you, you are within yourself. And are you proud of you? Mm-hmm. You know, are you proud of you? And that's all that's what matters.
It is.
So that's my thought. Sorry, kind of long-winded, but
I love that. No. I think it's good because it was a big question and it that's a big answer. And I think it demands a big explanation really. Because I do think that no matter how much you say about that, people are always going to want to hear more. They're going to keep going. What else? What can we do with this? You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do think it comes back to authenticity though. Like it's coming back to Kelly at the end of the day, you know, whether or not there are lights and cameras in action, like there's Kelly and she's doing what she is feeling called to do. And she's finding, you know, a certain sense of accomplishment in that because that's her purpose. That's why she's here. Mm-hmm. And whether or not, and also you never know who's paying attention. This is one thing I've learned too, along the journey is you really never know who's paying attention, whether that's a network or a 12-year-old girl.
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly. And honestly, the 12-year-old girl, I actually am more excited about that connection and that response. Because I'm excited that she'll get to it quicker than me. She'll understand how these things work and what's possible sooner than me. So when they're young children or young kids, I'm like, oh my gosh, you can be an astronaut for crying out loud if you wanted to, you know, you can do all of the things. It just makes me really excited because if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have stopped at just becoming a pilot. I would have got the STEM degree. You know, I have a degree in journalism, but I would have did all over again. I would have gotten a STEM degree so that I could put myself in a space race. You know what I'm trying to say? And be able to be an astronaut. But, you know, you learn things later. So I love it when I can make it a little easier for whoever's coming up behind me. Like, go do that. Like, how cool. I cannot wait to see what you do with your life, you know? So you do never know who's watching, but I love when I get, you know, the messages in the school assignments of kids who have, you know, looked me up and they think I'm cool. You know, nothing like a kid. Right. If a kid thinks you're cool and they want to have something to do with you, you're doing something right. Most kids don't want to have anything to do with adults. They think we suck and we're lame. I'm like, right. I promise I'm not.
Oh, we're doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
But we're taking care of ourselves first because we've got to. You got to do that. It's got to come from a real place. It needs to come from a real place.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. But you never know who's watching, especially when it comes to, you know, brands, networks, whoever. You know, the opportunities are boundless. And, you know, that's why I always tell people to don't try to chase a formula. Really do the things that you like. And someone may notice that. And they will give you the call because they know you're doing it regardless. And for me, my partnerships that I have had with big brands have been because they've been in the most authentic way, you know, and people will watch you for years before they call. Oh man, they'll watch you for years. I'm like, you've been watching me since what? 2014? And you're just calling now in 2024? Gosh dang, you know? So that's why it's like, do it for yourself. Don't do it for, you know, waiting on someone else because they may never call and you're out here trying to perform. No one has time to perform. No.
Yeah.
We're just doing it because we love it. You know,
that's right. That is right. Oh man. Showing up. Thank you. This has been amazing. I mean, I know we're getting to time here, so I'm going to, force myself to wrap this up with you, but I would love to have you on another time. I mean, I think you're just so interesting and so you are inspiring. You're doing what you're setting out to do. Congratulations. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Of course.
It means a lot. And congrats
spirit.
Again. I know.
I love you. You're so incredible. And like I said, it's so nice to, you know, connect with another woman who lives life on her own terms and who is not afraid to be outside and outdoors and, you know, without risk, there's no reward. And I think we both understand that and we live that in our lives. And so it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. And we're inviting people to come with us.
Please.
Yes. So
please.
Thank you for being here to the listeners as well, because we wouldn't be here without you. So, yeah. Okay. Remember, you can find Kelly at Kelly Set Go everywhere. I'm going to put those links in the show notes. Thank you for being a picture of courage and inspiration for us and for hanging out with us today. And yeah.
Until next time. Thank you for having me, Jackie. I appreciate it.